President Biden plans to announce tomorrow that all 2,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan will leave by September 11th. The NewsHour confirmed the decision today. It is 4 months later than the previous deadline. Top Republicans immediately criticized the move. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called it, quote, a grave mistake. Here with some background on the decision is our Amna Nawaz. So, Amna, fill us in on what we know about this decision.
Judy, it's a huge announcement from the White House in America's longest war. As you mentioned, President Biden now plans to begin withdrawing U.S. troops from Afghanistan starting next month with an eye to having all U.S. troops out by September 11th. Now, we should point out the Biden administration essentially inherited an exit plan from the Trump administration. That was a deal they negotiated with the Taliban last year. The Taliban said, we will stop attacking U.S. troops. We will cut ties with al-Qaeda. And the U.S. said, we'll be out by May 1st. Now, President Biden came in and said that deadline was going to be very hard to meet. There's anywhere from about 2,500 to 3,500 U.S. troops on the ground right now in Afghanistan. That number does fluctuate. That's why they've been working to develop their own plan. Now, we do expect, as you mentioned, more details tomorrow. But for now, this is a very big announcement. It's 20 years after the attacks that led the U.S. to launch that war in the first place. Trillions of dollars later, more than 2,000 U.S. troops dead, over 100,000 Afghan civilians dead. And Judy, now we know that the U.S. says they'll be done fighting this fall.
And Amna, we know when this war began, there was broad bipartisan support for the United States going in. Tell us more about what the reaction's been this afternoon.
Yeah, Judy, you mentioned some of it. We've heard from Mitch McConnell already criticizing the plan, calling it a grave mistake. Others, like Chuck Schumer, have said they want to be briefed on it. They're going to wait and see and have some more details. But some, like Senator Tim Kaine, have basically said, we support this plan because it's time. It's been long enough, and it's time for the U.S. to leave. And a White House senior official who briefed some reporters today made basically the same argument. They said the mission in Afghanistan was twofold. One, deliver justice for 9/11, and two, disrupt the terror networks there. And Osama bin Laden is dead, and the al-Qaeda threat and the threat to the U.S. is largely gone. But we should point out the threat has not gone away. When you look at the Taliban today, they are stronger than ever. They have been resurgent since the drawdown of peak U.S. forces in 2011. And today, they control or contest more territory across Afghanistan than at any other time in recent history. And that is why the U.S. is negotiating with them about an exit plan and not with the Afghan president, Ashraf Ghani. Now, we should say that the Taliban have stopped attacking U.S. forces, but they're attacking more Afghan forces and Afghan civilians. So there has been an increase in violence. The concern is they're poised now to take over once again. So, Judy, when the U.S. troops leave, when the last of those U.S. troops leave Afghanistan by September 11th of this year, as President Biden says, they'll essentially be handing the keys right back over to the same forces they've been fighting for 20 years. Judy.
A lot of concern. We'll be watching for the president's announcement tomorrow and then, of course, watching to see what happens between now and September and after. Amna, thank you very much.
Thanks, Judy.